be.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're back for hour number two on the Gone Fishing Show.
Hey, hopefully we can get Lisa back on.
Yeah, we're going to wait on Lisa to give us a call back so we can get some more time with her with the CCA. And in the meantime, waiting on her to call, we'll go back south of Jacksonville down to Crescent Beach and
Palm Coast, Flagler area.
Captain Jim Britton is in studio live with us today. And we're going to talk with Captain Jim about possibly becoming a new rider in the Fishing Connection starting in July, if he's okay with that.
Sure, I'd look forward to it.
I mean, how could you pass up, you know, $64,000 a month to write an article?
Nothing
that's
like putting
not
him on
bad.
The spot, too, right on the air and everything. You know,
right.
I don't know about that $64,000 a month.
Oh, that was a $64,000 question. That's what that was.
I didn't want to jump up a tax bracket.
Yeah. All right.
I know.
Let's see. Who we got on there? We got Lisa back?
Yes. Looks like her, yes. 352 number.
How about it, Lisa?
Miss Lisa.
How about it, Lisa? Go ahead.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey. All right. Now, we got some more time. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm so thankful for you getting us back on the line. I love your area to fish. Nassau, Duval, and St. John's County. You guys are pretty fortunate. You have a lot of fish released up there. I caught and tagged and released all your fish that you have up there.
Can you tell us how many in each county, Miss Lisa?
Yes, I sure can.
Thank you.
Nassau County, you have three.
Nassau's three, okay.
Duval County, you have five.
Five, and, wow.
Yeah, in St. John's County, there is five.
Wow. So we have a total of 13 fish up here in our northeast area.
In your northeast area, yes. And again, you know, GMC Truck, Contender, Pathfinder Shoes, Carolina Skiff, and a cottonmouth boat. But people have to remember, it's more than just tagged fish.
Sure, and that's what I want to get you about
categories.
Well, we have a trout division. It is the Atlas Jackplate. We have a non-tagged redfish division, and that is the Atlas Jackplate non-tagged redfish division. And you can win a brand new Ancona saltmarsh skiff in that division. Absolutely gorgeous boat with a Yamaha on it and trailer. We also have the Stump Knocker Spotted Trout Division, and that has a 17-foot stump knocker boat with a 40-horsepower Yamaha and Continental trailer. We pay out six places in each of those divisions. We also have a tarpon division, and that's sponsored by Humminbird. It's a $10,000 cash prize. Prize package.
Jeez.
Win a brand-new Humminbird Solix, brand-new Minn Kota Riptide Tarova, and then you get to go fishing with one of the Florida Insider Fishing Report captains for tarpon.
Nice.
Yep. I'll take Bree.
Yeah, me too.
I'll fish with Bree.
Occasionally you guys get snook up there. So there is the Bossman Boat Snook Division. First place prize in that is a Bossman Karma 19 with a 25-horsepower Yamaha trailer.
For snook.
And now, here you go. You guys love to offshore fish. So, we have a tag dolphin division. The first angler to catch a tag dolphin wins $10,000 cash.
How many tag dolphin were caught?
We released over 20 tag dolphin in South Florida. Now, they migrate.
Mm-hmm.
We're told by the University of Miami that they migrate up the east and west coast. So, the first tag dolphin to be caught will win $10,000 cash as long as they're registered in the competition and a CCA member.
Now, Miss Lisa, we have Captain Jim Britton in studios, and he actually guides down in the Flagler area pretty much, right?
Right, Flagler County.
Flagler County. What did you guys release down in that area?
In Flagler, we
yes, ma'am.
Four fish.
Four fish. Cool
yes,
deal.
Sir.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
And that's a beautiful area. Flagler has some great fishing there. Your Flagler Sport Fishing Club, if you guys aren't involved with that club, they have a great club and do a lot of really good things for your area.
I just spoke at that club a few months ago, matter of fact. I was a guest speaker there back in, what was it, April?
I believe so.
Yeah,
yep.
I just spoke at that club down there in April. And a lot of members, very nice people down there. Really,
they've got some great membership, great people, great turnout. Actually, on the 14th of this month at Bing's Landing, they're doing a kids fishing tournament.
Okay. A kids fishing clinic, isn't it?
Clinic, yeah.
They're going to do a clinic and teach kids to fish. And the first kids, I think it's the first 200 kids that come, are going to get their own rod and reel and a tackle box. That's
correct.
Pretty awesome.
Yep.
Wow, that's really
yeah.
cool. Wow.
Yeah, and that's down at Bing's Landing. So you look it up on the Flagler Sport Fishing Club website. I'm not meaning to get off topic. We also have a dolphin division and first place prize, and that's non-tagged dolphin. First place prize in that is a Yamaha 150 outboard motor with a pelagic prize package included. Then we have a kingfish division. First place prize in that is a Textron Easy Go Sporting Place car.
Miss Lisa, give us... Miss Lisa, give us 1 second. We're at a break again. If you hold to this break, it's a short break. We'll come back and finish up with you, okay?
That's perfect.
All right, thank you very much.
904-296-2692. Mr. Altman will give you some more info.
You are listening to the Gone Fishing Show on 102.3 Sunny FM in Jacksonville. Call us 904-296-2692. Apple and Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or listen live through live streaming on your computer at the website at www.gonefishingshow.com. And there ain't no G in fishing.
Stand by. I'll be right back.
Have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
Hey, okay, we're back. Let's go straight back to Lisa and see if we can give her some more time and we can get her squared away. Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, well, I sure appreciate it, gentlemen. And, you know, I know you have a lot of anglers that love to kingfish up there. And as I was saying, we do have a kingfish division. I will be there for the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament.
Okay.
We'll be there representing, so I hope to see you guys there. But first place prize in our kingfish division is an Easy Go Textron golf cart. Awesome piece of equipment. And then we have a new division this year, which is our grouper division. And again, another first place prize, which is the Textron side-by-side vehicle. And man, is that a sweet vehicle. Runs up. It's an electric side-by-side, just an amazing piece of equipment. And again, in the offshore divisions, we pay out six places. Just want to remind everyone, these are guaranteed payouts. It doesn't matter the number of people that register with us. These are guaranteed payouts, and the payouts are designed to be done as a random drawing. So it doesn't matter what size the fish is. It is a random drawing.
So every time you enter a fish, you're entered into the drawing for that division.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
That is correct.
And Miss Lisa, so, I'm sorry. Yes. So last year, you and I talked at the Kingfish tournament. Matter of fact, your booth was right next to ours, and you and I talked for quite a bit. And you said that they were introducing a guides division or something like this year, correct?
Yes, sir. And there is a guides division this year. So guides, you have a chance to fish in the competition when you are not a charter for hire. So on your own time, when you're out there fishing, if you guys catch a tagged redfish or dolphin, you win a brand new 150 Yamaha motor. If you catch the second tagged fish caught by a guide, now it does not have to be in keeping with the other. Let's say that all the other tagged fish are caught. Doesn't matter. If the guide catches a second tagged fish, he wins a $5,000 prize package.
Nice.
And the third place is another tagged fish. Doesn't have to be a redfish. It can be a tagged dolphin. That is a $2,500 prize package.
Well, that's cool.
Those prize packages include gift certificates from West Marine, Academy Sports and Outdoors, products from Humminbird, Minn Kota, Power Pole, the Talon, all the different products that we have in our lineup of prizes will also be in the prize packages for the captains.
Well,
we wanted to make sure.
Tell everyone listening the best way to, A, register, B, how to contact you if they have any other questions, so where they can go in and join CCA and they can register to get in the tournament, everything, if you don't mind, please, ma'am.
Yes, the best way to register is to go online to our website, which is www.ccaflstar.com. That's www.ccaflstar.com. If they want to reach us by phone, our phone number is 844-387-STAR. That's 7827. The number is 844-387-7827.
Gotcha. Well, dear, we appreciate you calling. Thank you for giving us some of the insight on the tournament this year. It sounds like it's getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's been a lot of success, and it goes to a good cause. And we appreciate what you do for us in the fishing community and the fishing industry. Thank you very much, okay?
Yes, sir, and we'll look forward to seeing you sometime soon. And I hope that all your listeners will get registered and can report to you that they were winners. So yeah. I appreciate it.
And we have the measuring devices at Rick's Bait and Tackle at Jack's Beach too. That's one of the stopping
points. Beautiful,
yep.
Beautiful.
Yay, Rick's Bait and Tackle! I'm so appreciative of you guys being involved with us.
Also, Lisa, tell us about the trash division real quick.
Yeah, you know, that's something we created last year, and it has caught on like wildfire. All you have to do when you're out fishing is if you're at the boat ramp or if you're on a shoreline wade fishing on your boat, all you have to do is pick up a 5-gallon bucket full of garbage, lay your measuring device across it, take a photograph of it, submitted in the Costa Kick Plastic Trash Division. We're going to do a random drawing of all the entries and award $1,500 cash from Sunset Insect Repellent. Second place is a Mariner Body Glove Fishing Paddleboard, an inflatable paddleboard, fishing board. And then third place is a prize package from Academy Sports and Outdoors. And we are just so thrilled to be able to do this. Last year, we gathered over 705 5-gallon buckets full of garbage, and we're well on our way to doing that again this year.
Good deal. We get paid $1,500 to pick up trash. Right. That's right. Hey, that ain't a bad deal.
And it's not even union. How about that?
Pardon me?
It's not even union. That's good.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Lisa. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it, guys. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, all right, Lisa. We appreciate it.
Something else, for, Joe, that's come down the pipeline. I know Captain Jim's familiar with is a tournament that's coming up, and I think you can probably talk about this a little bit. Have you ever fished this tournament before?
I have fished the inshore division of that tournament.
Okay, and I'm referring to the Kingfish Redfish Challenge. It's put on by the Ancient City Game Fish Association out of Comanche Cove Marina down in St. Augustine. The dates are July 5th, 6th, 7th, and the 8th. Kind of tell us a little bit, Jim, about the tournament, about the entry, about how it's going to be ran, and that sort of stuff. Okay.
I mean,
are you familiar with it? I mean,
I don't know really too much about the rules. Okay. I have fished it twice. They've got some great sponsors. They have got guaranteed payouts. It's a well-run tournament for sure.
Right.
Hey, $5,000 for the big redfish.
That's a two fish aggregate too.
That's a two fish 2-day aggregate. From what I understand from reading the rules, it looks like they're having a kingfish division, which is a $10,000 for the big kingfish, and it is also a two fish aggregate over 2 days. So you weigh your two biggest kings the one day, or your one big king the one day, and then the second day, if I'm not mistaken, then you can weigh your next big king or your two big kings, and then they take your two biggest ones, and that's where you place at. And then they also have the inshore division for redfish. And it's the same way. You get to weigh, if you have two redfish on Saturday, you get to weigh those. And then if you have two more redfish on Sunday, they drop the smaller of the two or drop both of them. And so it's going to be a 2-day aggregate over 2 days. And that's what.
Of your best two redfish.
Of your best two redfish, right.
And your best two kings.
It's a $75 entry fee, and it's per angler. That's what the guy stressed yesterday, that it's per angler. So you can have two anglers on the boat.
You can have multiple winners
on one
boat.
You can have five anglers on the boat.
But the thing about it is you're all competing against each other, though. That's what they stress to me. So if there is five anglers on the boat.
Somebody could be fighting for a rod when it starts screaming.
Right. Mm-hmm. But basically it's me against you, and it's no cumulative type deal where you have an entry fee. Whatever you catch is what you have to weigh, and everybody on your boat is the same as that way. They're going to have a band there, music, refreshments, and they're having a kids' night. They have a clinic down there. They have a junior tournament also. So it sounds like a really good time. They've done it for how long now? 20 years or something like that?
It's been a long time. They end up with a lot of really great raffle items, too.
Yeah.
You want to be there for the event, even if you don't fish it.
Right. I know you're a big raffle guy. So is Jeff. So
yeah, I love the raffle.
So that's coming up in July I know of. And so we want to pass that information along. And we have a few tournaments coming up here locally. I know we've got we got time to talk about it real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, I know we've got the Clay Roberts tournament coming up, which is a great tournament for a great cause.
Yep.
Class act, the family.
I'll be defending my flounder win from last year. Craig will be defending his big redfish.
Right.
Title.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's a triple challenge. Well, I thought Chris Holloman won it last year. He won, I think Holloman won the boat division or something, didn't he? Jeff?
I believe so.
He had big redfish, big trout, and big flounder last year. He had an ungodly weight. So, and I know they pay out some really good. It's really good payouts. Also,
yeah,
it's
real good.
It's family friendly. It's like I said, it's for a good crawl, good cause. You know, that's I think it's June the 16th, if I'm not mistaken. And then at the end of the month, we have the Jacksonville Elite Redfish Open, which is going to be out of Mayport Marina. It's on the 30th of June, like I said, and. They're kind of gearing more towards family. You get to weigh three fish in this tournament. You can use live bait in it, and it's going to be your heaviest three redfish is what decides the winner in that tournament. And then also the Ramsey Redfish Tournament is also on the same day, and it's they're also having I think there's still right now it's one redfish, but they're talking about adding maybe another fish and maybe another category to it and that kind of stuff. So we're kind of waiting to see what they say. But so there's some good events coming up here in Jacksonville.
We got the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament coming up in July.
We also have on the 9th is the St. Mary's or the historic St. Mary's tournament.
Is that
that one's in Georgia?
Okay.
But kayaks, you can fish here because it's a photo tournament,
mm-hmm.
and then you know just be up at weigh-in up in Georgia.
Okay,
if you're going to fish out of a boat, you do have to have Georgia fishing license because
right.
you have to, you know, weigh your fish in there.
Correct.
Jeff, that's a good point. That's nothing with the Ancient City tournament. They said that the boundaries are all the way from Daytona, I believe, to Georgia, and you can trailer, you can boat in, whatever you want to do. They said, and it's real lax. They said it's really geared towards the family and children, obviously because of the prize money with mm-hmm. guarantees. There'll be a lot of anglers, you know, tournament guys that'll be in it, but they're really trying to gear it towards, family. There's no dead fish penalty weigh in, which they would like for you to obviously have a live fish, but, you know, something
just
happens.
Like Jacksonville's turning. I mean, you know, back in the day when you had the big sponsors, these guys were going out with triple 300s, and would leave the jetties, and they'd shoot down to Titusville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They'd be down there, what, an hour?
Wouldn't take them long.
But, they're just trying to encourage like people that fish from a dock or fish from a bank or wherever to get involved in kind of take part in the tournament and kind of feel what's like fishing the tournament,
right.
even if you don't have a boat.
We got a lot of great tournaments
Absolutely.
Coming up
sure do,
during the summer. So everybody... get out there and fish.
Hit the water.
You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or listen through live streaming on your computer from the website at www.gonefishingshow.com.
Stand by. We'll return shortly. Hold on.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate New Year's resolution for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he will give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's S-H-A-W-N. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty can do it. 904-77-SEAN. That's 777-4296. 904-77-SEAN and Sean Robinson Realty.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. from a leak to a whole roof. Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
The original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295, is open 7 days a week from 10 to 10. Original Kronos gyros, shrimp, wings, fish, oysters, and more every day. Dine in or use the drive-thru or call 317-9300 and your order will be ready for you. Talk with Z, the owner and founder, about how your church or civic group can work with the original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Come meet Z, the founder. Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back. Yep, we got two more segments, and I want to make this quick announcement. Everybody can plan to tune in, especially the second quarter of the first hour next week. We got a special guest going to be calling in. Her name is Kelly Ralston. Okay, Kelly is with the American Sport Fishing Association. This is a big-time young lady here, and she's got information that everybody can use. She's going to give us some information about the snapper season and you know, regulations here, there, and all this other stuff and everything that's going on up and down the state. So she is from Tallahassee. She is with the American Sport Fishing Association, and she will be calling in. We're going to give her as much time as she needs next week. That's cool. I told her to call in around that 12:15 hour. Yeah, so it's going to be a good interview with her.
And now you said she's with the Game Fish Association, you said?
Yeah, American Sport Fishing Association.
I got you. Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
That'd be interesting.
Yep. She began her career working on Everglades restoration projects with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and quality control, boating issues. She was an analyst for the Florida House of Representatives, water and resource management. So she knows her stuff.
You know, there's been a hot topic on social media here the last couple of days, and I just want to maybe just throw this out there and get you guys' opinion. Been a lot on boats burning flats. What is your take on these boats and the burning of flats? And, you know, I've read everything in some of these articles that they ought to outlaw this boat and outlaw that boat, which I think is crazy to do. But, I mean, you can't, you know, penalize somebody because they have a certain kind of boat. But the process of what they're doing, I get it, you know. So I'd like to get maybe your take on it, then your take on it, and how maybe it should be handled.
I don't see it as being a big problem in our areas. We don't have grass flats for people to burn. And that's the big problem with it, is they're destroying the natural filter that's out there and the natural habitat for the small fish. You burn a flat here and you don't know it, you're going to hit an oyster bar.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you're going to come to a stop, and you're going to
But we don't have the grass beds and things like that.
But we all do, though.
Indian River.
But we all do fish tournaments, though, in areas that are affected. And so that's why I'm asking about it. I mean, we all fish those areas from time to time, and we have to participate in certain events over in those areas. And so it is an issue. And so I just was just curious as to, you know, what you guys thought about it.
From a fishing standpoint, I don't think they're gaining that much over me, you know, where I'm not doing it. From the environmental conservation side of it, I hate seeing it done just because I've seen how much the grass has changed in local areas or just areas just south of here that I fished or over on the West Coast. And that's not the only factor, but it's a contributing factor.
Right. What about you, Jeffrey?
Well, like up here, we don't really have the grass flats like there.
How about buzzing the bank? That's another terminology that gets used quite a bit. Sure. And that does affect us here and down there where you're at. And that's real. We've all seen people do it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I know it's not necessarily burning the flats, but it still is.
You know, coming in to a shallow area hot,
Intentionally using your motor to find fish. Yeah. Not necessarily fish them that day, but to find where they're holding.
Correct.
Tournament-wise, yeah. I mean, I don't know how they're ever going to stop it, but it shouldn't be allowed.
Right. What about you, Jeff? What do you think?
Yeah, that's all on the captain there running the boat.
Well, that's what I think, it's not the tower boat guys necessarily.
I see some guys in these big towers back up in a few areas that I go into, and these guys are just flying through the creek. It's like, man. Slow your butt down a little bit.
Right.
Especially when I'm out in a kayak and I've been fishing an area and, I've got one of the areas that I fish in, there's sort of a cut through.
Where's that, Jeff?
Shad.
That brings up an issue about it where it's not so much about what they're doing to find their fish. It's how they're not being courteous to the other anglers.
Yeah,
that too.
They're in the area.
And those guys that are shooting through there, they're not doing it to look for fish. They're cutting through. They're going from one area to another, and they're just trying to get there as quick as they can.
Sure.
I understand when you're tournament fishing, you want to get to your spot as quickly as possible. But that's one thing. Kayak over boat, we are slow, so we're a lot more methodical. On working an area and say a boat flies in there, makes 20 casts right there and then fires it up and he's gone. And, look at all these spots in between that they're missing.
Fish. We all fish, all three of us here fishing the Florida Pro. Joe's fished with me several times. As far as tournaments go, from reading that article, I know everybody has mixed reviews, and of course, and keep in mind, it's all opinion. It's just an opinion and nothing more. Do you think that there's really an advantage of having a tower on your boat as opposed to fishing like we fish or on a cooler or on, even a platform? But these guys that have these towers, and I'm just simply asking because what I've read, everybody's seen it on Facebook that fishes. And so there's been a lot of conjecture and a lot of, disagreement and that sort of stuff. And there's not a right or wrong answer. I'm just asking, What do you think? I mean,
for a tournament aspect only, there's definitely an advantage. The higher you are, the more you can see. You can see across a couple of grass islands to see if it's pushing.
Right there.
Every inch of height matters when you're trying to
sight fish. But in the kayak, we're not going to see it.
Right.
You see the fish faster, and that kind of stuff.
Or, instead of going left where you're going to go, you see something happening way over to the right, you go over that way. So for tournament fishing, I see it. Personally, I'd never want to guide out of one.
You couldn't actually because the way you got to cast. But I was just wondering about tournament wise. I was reading all that stuff on one of those articles that was on Facebook, and of course it's like the guys that don't have them or hate them, and the guys that have them. Well, and I get it, but
those
I just,
are the haves and have nots.
Right.
But what made that really a viable option for tournament anglers was the introduction of the remote control trolling motor.
That's right.
Before that, you still had to have a partner down below.
How about people with drones?
Yeah.
I mean, technology is coming on us, and people are using everything at their disposal.
That was our conversation last night.
And, drones, you got guys with drones.
Your GPS is now, you can use your sonars and radars. I mean, they're so lifelike now that you can see.
Tell what type of fish it is on.
Yeah, you can watch
the
bait.
It's like when you were in school, and then you start getting on up and you got a little older and calculator. Wish I had a calculator.
More toys.
Before you had to learn how to do it. Now everything's given to you.
Yeah, well, you got a computer in your pocket.
Absolutely.
You use it as a phone as well.
They used to run helicopters on some of these tournaments.
Yeah.
Guys would fly up in a helicopter. Yeah, there's fish down there. And, you know, radio down to their boat guys, and the boat guys are flying over there to try to get on those fish.
Well, I guess my thought process, you know, where does it, you know, obviously, you know, where does it end? And what, you know, obviously.
Depends on how much money you got.
That's right.
Well, that's what my next question is. Do you do what you can to keep up with them, or do you just do what you can do? Or do you not participate in certain things that those things are, those things are allowed in, or, you know what I mean? And so I'm just curious, and I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking the question based on what I was reading. You know, what should be allowed, what shouldn't be allowed? How do you police it? How do you, you know what I mean? So it's a big factor, and it's obviously becoming more and more.
That's up to the tournament directors.
I agree with that.
That's not, you know, if the tournament director says, man, do whatever you want, that's, you know, the law.
Yeah. And if you've never run a tournament, you shouldn't be too critical until you try it.
I agree totally. Absolutely.
It's a headache, and you can't please everybody. So if you're fishing, say the Florida Pro Redfish Series, mm-hmm. right, and you don't like the fact that you're competing against all the tower boats,
don't fish
you
it.
You do have that option of not fishing
it. Don't fish it.
Or what I do, I just don't let it get in my head. I go fish the way I fish.
That's how I do too.
It's just like tournaments with slot deal. You know, no, this is going to be a slot, 18, 27 inches on the reds.
Right.
Well, no, why can't you have it over slot, you know? Right. And
on a photo tournament.
I am the tournament director. I am stating the rules, 18 to 27 inches, and that's the way it's going to be. We got a caller.
We got a phone call.
How about it? Go ahead.
Hello, you there? Hello.
How about it, caller? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rob. Hey, I got...
Hey, Rob.
For such an esteemed panel as we have today.
Hey, Rob.
You done caught us on a break.
Yeah, you caught us on the break, but we're going to hold you tight and bring you right back on the top of the hour. Top of the next hit. So hold on.
You are listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. You can call us live at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 or listening through live streaming on your computer from the website at www.gonefishingshow.com.
Right.
No G in fishing.
Stand by. We'll be back with Mr. Rob Coxey at the top of the next break. Hold tight.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to JacksBargainCabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Yeah, we're back. Last segment. We've got online Mr. Rob Coxey. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. How you feeling?
To see somebody come up with is a shore tournament primarily for kids, in as much as one adult and up to five kids, make it like, you know, $60, $75 entry. And for every kid you've got over the one, you take another $10 off, which encourages each adult to bring more kids. And it's all from shore, so it's not in boats. You don't have to worry about a kid fighting a fish on one side and another one falling off the other side. Just strictly from shores and docks.
Yeah.
Well, if they had the pier open, you know, do something out there. But, you know, that's...
Yeah.
The Redfish Tournament has a kids' dock tournament. And... Right, basically, you know, it's just kids.
Doesn't the Kingfish have an angler's division that you can fish off something or whatever it is? Or what is it?
It's the kids' stock tournament.
Is that what it is? Okay.
That they have at Sisters Creek, and, you know, one day during the week from 9:30 to 11:30, the kids fish.
We got an article in the paper this month, too, with Don Dingman's tournament. Yeah, his fishing with the kids.
Really? The future.
It's a full page, yeah.
That's cool.
The Hook the Future tournaments. Mm-hmm. But those are strictly for kids. What you're talking about is a tournament for kids and adults?
Well, like, kids and adults, but the adult is mostly there to bring the kids.
Like a chaperone?
You can't expect an angling adult just to stand there and watch the kids.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a fish, too.
That's what when Rachel used to have the, remember, Rachel has hers every year.
Somebody needs to watch the kids, though.
That one's gone by the wayside.
Right, yeah,
she
because
doesn't have
the storms
any docks
and everything,
now.
Right.
So we've missed that one for a couple years now. So hopefully, you know, that'll be something that'll start back up.
Mr. Coxey, how are you feeling, sir?
I'm not totally pink yet.
Okay.
That's good, right?
Although... somebody did tell me this morning that my color looked better today than previous, so must be doing something right.
Are you back at the house now?
Yeah, sir. I've been back since right after the operation. It was an in and out.
All right, cool deal.
Yeah. All right, well.
We definitely want you to keep getting better, and, you know, we got prayers going out for you, Bob.
Don Dingman's tournament, what's the foundation of that?
Don does Hook the Future.
What, the foundation it benefits, though? I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's on there.
I was looking for it. Yeah. I didn't see it.
Yeah, you'll have to find it. It's in there.
Okay. Yeah, Don's tournament was you know, Don lost a son, and that's when he started this. I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
Yeah, he
right
does
this
a lot
second.
Of a lot of little tournaments and all. Every entry gets a fishing pole, a little fishing rod, and everything for the kids. And yeah, you can just go online, pull up Hook the Future.
Okay.
Yep, and check out everything. There's got all the information. But yeah, I've got an article. We got a whole article in the paper here this month, and I just tried to turn the pages and talk to you at the same time. And being 65 years old, I'm not a coordinator anymore.
Well, anyway,
we'll
64.
We'll find it. We'll get it out.
Yeah,
still
here
got,
it is.
He's still got to buy one more fishing license.
It's two pages from the back.
As long as you're not trying to chew gum, too.
No. I can blow bubbles, though.
Well, Mr. Koshy, we're glad you're feeling better, though. I'm glad to hear that.
All righty. Well, y'all come on by.
All right,
yes, sir. We'll do it, okay? Appreciate you calling. Thank you, sir.
Nice. Yeah, it's June 22nd, 24th, 2018, Marine Max, 2079 Beach Boulevard for good times, great raffles, and an awesome event. 24th annual King Buster 400 is what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The King Buster is on this?
That's what the article is on this one.
Cool.
But you can fish with the kids in the Brian Dingman Memorial Junior Angler Tournament held on Sunday, June 25th. $20 entry. One lucky junior angler will go home with a 2018 JV15 Carolina skiff powered by 25 horsepower Mercury 4-stroke on a float-on trailer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we need to give a shout-out to all these boat companies, though, and all these other
sponsors.
Like Yamaha.
Just whoever, like Big Boys Play Toys and Yamaha and Rick's and all these other sponsors that I know we run through them real fast and we say their name briefly, but we know without all those folks, a lot of these tournaments wouldn't be possible. And so there's so many of them that give a lot, and that you know we need to support
Dave Wortman.
Dave Wortman Strike Zone. You know, Rick. We need to support those companies.
Rachel
that do
over
so.
At Browns.
Rachel does. And folks, you need to support those places that make a lot of these things happen that we all enjoy.
Academy Sports does a lot for the tournaments also.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we're missing some, but my point is, you know, we need to, if they donate, you know, shop at their store, show your appreciation. In other words. Because a lot of these tournaments that you know, we wouldn't have the opportunity to, they wouldn't be put on. And so,
I mean, those logos aren't put on the papers and so on and so forth for looks. They're there for a reason, and for them to put out the financials that they put out, you know, to support these tournaments like they do for a great cause, just unbelievable.
That's correct, no doubt about it.
Everybody just needs to jump back and what's it called? Pay it forward.
Pay it forward and shop local.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Shop local.
You know, these are the people, and you tend to forget, you know, you can get an item maybe 45 cents cheaper somewhere else, but are those big companies?
Then it costs you $2 to drive there to get it.
And sometimes, or anymore, you don't have to drive to get your products. Yep. You know, it's just, but still, these local companies are the ones that are making the fishery better for all of us, including the next generation of anglers.
Right.
That's
know?
Right.
And it's a big... It's a big deal. You know, I don't know. For me, I got my first boat when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, what a way to grow up.
Guys, I want to thank each and every one of you. Captain Jim Britton, Captain Don Taylor, Inshore Outdoors, Jeff Altman.
Jeff Altman,
old cousin Jeff. Yeah.
It's tear doing my
son
thing.
Son of Craig.
That's right.
Cousin of Craig.
Yeah.
But guys, thank you for listening.
Yep, we appreciate it. Please be safe out there on the water.
Mr. Rick Hill, please get well. And Mr. Coxie, glad you're feeling better. And thank you, folks, for listening. This has been the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Out.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. And much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.